What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was at a golf center yesterday. There was a man there who would have no reason to lie. He's one of these guys who knows everything. We run into these guys, right? They know everybody and everything. I'll tell you this, while I was talking to him, Mark Whipple called him. Okay, so he was talking to Mark Whipple next to me.
Sure.
So when he's the kind of guy that when there's BSers and then there's guys, well, this guy really does know a lot of people. He obviously does because he's standing there talking to Whipple. Mm-hmm. He tells me after that Aaron Rodgers' people are calling around looking for a golf club, a country club, so to speak. So I take that as one more little clue, Bob, that Aaron Rodgers could be headed this way.
That was Joe Starkey weeks ago. That's when the rumor mill with the golf stuff really started to get going, Dorian. And then this weekend, Pony tweets out he's heard that Rodgers is looking at Neville Wood. And then you said you've heard the same thing. And then Richie Walsh tweets, quote, "This rumor is not," all caps, "true. I just spoke with the club at Neville Wood president Wayne Shirazi." Hope I'm saying your name right, Wayne. "Who said Aaron Rodgers did not join. The club would love to have him if he does sign with the Steelers. It is true that Neville Wood is a beautiful Pittsburgh suburban golf course," end quote. Richie would then go on in a separate tweet to write, quote, "I know a person within the Steelers organization recommended the club at Neville Wood to Rodgers if he does come to Pittsburgh. But as of right now, Rodgers hasn't joined," end quote. This thing has reached critical mass.
Oh, yeah.
We are now speculating on golf courses.
Yes, we are.
And I'm loving every second of it.
Me too.
I'm wondering this, though, Steelers fans. Let's reset the whole Rodgers thing at 412-928-9370. If you're someone who did not want Aaron Rodgers to be a Steeler before, do you want him to be one now? 412-928-9370. I've gone hot and cold on this. Yeah. I bet you a lot of fans are the same way. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a diehard Steelers fan. It's the number one team in town. We wear our passion on our sleeves. A lot of us have Steelers tattoos. We wear jerseys to mass. We wear Steelers earrings on Sundays. And we're fans, which is short for fanatics, which means we kind of go with the breeze on some things. I didn't want Rodgers initially because I thought he was old and washed up. I've watched some tape. I think he's better than I gave him credit for.
Sure is.
I think he can still spin that thing, and I thought once he got comfortable with his Achilles injury, he looked like a pretty decent player by the end of the year. And when I say decent player, I mean worlds better than the Steelers quarterback finished. Oh, my God. I got a Charlie horse.
Oh, are you cramping up? Stretch. Stand up and stretch. Stand up and stretch. The way that
you just squirmed. I'm sorry. That was weird, man.
The way that you just squirmed.
Wowza.
Did it go away?
Is it going away? We're in the process of it right now. Now I'm dizzy because I popped up so quick. Holy cow.
I thought you got bit by something.
Oh, man.
Like Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Something bit me.
That went quick. Man, I was setting up that Roger. I hadn't been
I haven't been good today. That was the best I sounded all day, setting up this Rogers topic. And dang, my calf. Holy hell. Sorry about that. Probably screamed in everybody's ears as they're driving to work on the parkway. My bad. There's nothing I could do about that. I mean, that's just, that'll happen.
The way that you turned sideways. Oh, my goodness.
So my initial take on Rogers was you don't want to sign the guy. It's going to cost too much money, and it's going to hurt you as it relates to team building. Like if there's a defensive lineman out there that costs $15 to $20 million, you got to wait around. You can't sign that guy because you're going to sign Aaron Rodgers. Well, there are upgrades that can be made right now, but they're all going to be done on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And now as you consider 17 of these games, it's either Mason Rudolph or that guy. And I know they're waiting, and I know that the rumor mill is spinning, and it's driving Steelers fans crazy, and you want to give this guy a deadline, Doran. But I'm okay with it because I want to be entertained, and they're not going to win the Super Bowl with Rodgers, I don't think. They're definitely not going to win it with Mason Rudolph. I'd like there to be more intrigue. Rudolph does not provide enough intrigue. And I just kind of want to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume they're going to add another wide receiver. We'll get to that later on in the show because we didn't get a chance to react to Omar Khan's comments that he made on Friday. I think all in would be too strong a verbiage for me, but I really want to see the Rodgers thing now because the alternative is poop, and we've been watching poop offense for years. I think there's at least a chance with Rodgers that this offense looks markedly better.
Well, I mean, you talk about wanting intrigue, and there's no intrigue really with Mason Rudolph. There was initially because Mason's coming back. But if you want intrigue, look, you're getting it right now. I mean, the speculation of Aaron Rodgers joining golf courses is incredible intrigue because of him wanting to join a country club. Like, so I think more people want to see him than not. And I will say this, I was maybe a little bit off on my quote tweet. I will say this, he is snooping around, hasn't joined, but he definitely has spoken and has talked to people at Neville Wood.
His people reached out to Neville Wood.
Yes.
So I had heard the same thing too.
So.
And I don't know if we're all hearing from the same guy or what. You clued me in on who you were hearing it from today.
Yeah. I mean, there was five different people I've talked to.
Yeah. I'm sure I talked to one of those five different people, but your big guy I did not talk to. I had heard the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That Rodgers had been sniffing around Neville Wood.
Yeah.
I think it's a fait accompli. I think he's going to wind up being the Steelers quarterback. I could give a rat's ass where he golfs, but I think he will be here. And if the Steelers sign Rodgers, are you now at the point, because we've talked about it so much, that you want to see it? 412-928-9370. And if you don't, I'm genuinely curious as to why you wouldn't want to see Rodgers. Don't you just want to watch that guy slang the rock to DK Metcalf? From an entertainment standpoint, I wanted to see Metcalf and Pickens and how that ecosystem would all work out and whether or not it would blow up or if it would stay on the straight and narrow. And now we don't have Pickens. But Mason Rudolph throwing lobs up to DK Metcalf just don't do it for me. Even if you bring in Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen or you traded for what's his face with the Chicago Bears?
DJ Moore.
Thank you. It just doesn't do it for me. But the idea of Rodgers as your stopgap quarterback for a year, I'm really not seeing the harm in it when the alternative is a guy who threw 9 touchdowns and 9 picks for the Tennessee Titans starts all your games. 412-928-9370. Have you changed your mind on Rodgers? You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. My calf.
That was so funny.
Is throbbing right now, Doran.
I honestly only want to see Rodgers if they get another legit number two receiver. Like, I don't want to see him just throw a DK Metcalf and have to hand off to Jaylen Warren and Johnson. Cam Johnson, that's his name.
Caleb. We're on it with the names today. Yeah. You were distracted by my calf, too.
I was. That was so funny. I didn't know what was going on. I thought you got bit by something because you were squirming. You were just like.
I tried to fight through it, and then I just couldn't. Oh, man. I want to see him either way. What's the harm?
Well, if it's at the money that he said that he's willing to take, then yeah, okay, what's the harm?
Like, when there were all these better quarterback options out there, I'll throw that in quotes, like if it's Justin Fields or whether or not they were really in on Matthew Stafford or even, I don't know, name a quarterback. Okay, then yeah, you could convince me that there were better options available. Right now it's him, maybe Kirk Cousins. Derek Carr just retired over the weekend. There's nothing out there that is better than Aaron Rodgers right now. There's not a single option that has the upside of what Aaron Rodgers did the last 8 games of the season. So why the hell not? They want to contend. He would give them the, at least theoretically, the best chance to contend. And I think there's a blow-up factor too, because the guy could always get hurt, then you wind up sticking with Mason Rudolph anyhow. But why not take your shot this year? Next season's the year you're going to get your franchise quarterback. And yeah, maybe he fights with the offensive coordinator. Yeah, maybe you become a national embarrassment. You don't think you'd be a national embarrassment with Mason Rudolph? Seriously, every week,
yep.
If you're losing football games, you're going to get crushed by the national media for not having done more at the position. With Aaron Rodgers, at least the talking heads will say, well, they took a shot and it failed. I would much rather be the take a shot and it failed franchise than my best option this year was Mason Rudolph. And no disrespect to Mason, he's a fine, if not very good, backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't no more than that. You're going to get panned one way or the other. If you lose with Rodgers, at least it'll be they tried. And I'd rather see that.
Yep.
What say you? We haven't talked Rodgers really full form in a long time, just here and there. Have you changed your mind if you were anti-Rodgers? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. We'll hear from Omar Khan later on in the hour about the George Pickens trade. The Steelers also signed a running back. So there's not just rumor and innuendo. There's some hard news that we'll get to. Mark Caboli from 9 until 10, but phone lines open until 9, and we want to hear from you. 412-928-9370. It's 9:15. Time to make a call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
So we know Aaron Rodgers is sniffing around local golf courses. Seems like he will be, at some point, the Steelers quarterback. If you were anti-Rodgers like I was, are you now pro the Steelers signing the maligned quarterback. 412-928-9370. Two other things that would push me in that direction, Doran. If he really were to sign for $10 million and be true to his word, I'd feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to get done before OTAs and minicamp. Like, if he comes in on the cheap and he's here on time and shows that he wants to work with his new teammates and learn the offense and all of that, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, missing OTAs, missing minicamp, I reserve my right to change my opinion again. How about that? As information changes, as I say, so too should opinion. A lot of people saying I need to be drinking water this morning because
water does not hydrate you.
That is not true.
You have cramps, I mean, you need.
What do you mean water doesn't hydrate you?
It doesn't have electrolytes in it, Crowley. You need electrolytes.
Because I'm too far gone, is what you're saying.
No, that helps with the cramping. Water doesn't.
How does water not help hydrate you? It's water.
It hydrates you, but it doesn't give you the salt that you need for your cramps, that you're dehydrated.
You have any salt pills on you?
No.
Do those help?
Like, I mean, even a Gatorade would be better than water in this situation, but not even Gatorade is good.
If you were in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and the sun is beating down on you and you haven't had water in like three, how many days can you go without water? Three? Say you haven't had water in 2 days. And someone offers you a Gatorade or a water, what are you taking?
Gatorade.
See, I wouldn't want the Gatorade.
Yeah.
I'd want the water.
I mean, because...
The Gatorade would be better. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I would rather have the water if I've gone multiple days without water.
I'd want Gatorade.
New Twitter poll, 412-928-9370. Carmen in Springdale wants to talk Rodgers. Hi, Carmen.
Hello, Crowley. How are you today, Mr. Dickerson?
Doing great.
I'm like you, though, Crowley. I didn't want Rodgers. I still don't want Rodgers. And it's selfish reasons. I believe in this rookie quarterback out of a high state.
What I'm makes you believe him. In him?
I've watched him. Because my stepson and daughter, they went to West Virginia.
Hey,
so I watched him play at K-State against West Virginia. He was great.
Yes, of course he was. Yes, he played.
Why did he go to sixth round then? Why'd they take him to sixth round?
I don't know. But, I mean, just because he's done a 1, 2, 3, or 4 doesn't mean he's not going to make it. He has the size. He has an arm. It seems like he's got the right head on him. I'm sold on him, and that's why I don't want Rodgers, because I want Mason to do what Mason does and then let this kid come in and play.
Thank you, Carmen. Appreciate the call. Go Mountaineers. Yeah, I get it. He looks the part. He won a national championship. He said all the right things at rookie camp. I mean, people fawning over this guy. And that's a big piece of it. His head screwed on straight. Seems like if and when he gets an opportunity, he can be a leader, and was a leader with Ohio State and did nice things at K-State. But he's a sixth-round pick. And the chances that this guy is your next franchise quarterback, well, not 0%, are pretty low, because they're not going to give him the opportunity. It would have to take Rudolph being the day one starter, getting hurt, then you got no other options, and he goes in, and then he plays really well with an offense that is clearly limited. And it's just, again, to use the same analogy that I did earlier in the show, it's rolling a boulder uphill.
I think he could get a lot of opportunities if Aaron Rodgers, even if Aaron Rodgers does come here, he's going to get a lot of reps in practice. But it would have to be so consistently good in games if he were to get those opportunities for him to be anointed the next franchise quarterback. Like, it would have, it's such a tough hill to climb at this point. I think he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL at some point, but it's not going to be anytime soon. And it would just be such a tough hill to climb. Like, he would have to play good every single game that he would get his opportunities in to be anointed that. It wouldn't be a 3-game sample. It wouldn't be a 5-game sample. It would have to be like 10-plus games where he is playing, leads him to the playoffs. Okay, that's our next guy. Like, that's a lot.
Right.
That's a lot.
It's the planets aligning. And, hey, like I said, he could just be the next Mason Rudolph. And that's really good. A long-term NFL backup that continues to make money. Guys like that can stick around in the league for 15 years. To me, that's much more likely than him being the franchise guy. I understand why Steelers fans are excited about it. I'm not going to shout you down. I just don't think it's super likely. People are saying I should take shots of yellow mustard for my cramps.
Never heard that one. I would say pickle juice, but... Never heard yellow mustard. I think they might be leading you down the wrong path there, pal.
Potassium?
Yes, bananas.
Bananas? Someone texted in, you ever seen a monkey get a cramp? No, but I did see one having fun with itself, we'll call it that, at the Pittsburgh Zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to do that.
Yes, they do. Dave in Delmont, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Dave. How you doing today?
Good, thank you, Crowley. I used to call you all the time when you were early in the morning.
I know that. I'm happy to hear from you. Things are good?
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Yep, and I see it is for you. Hey, you can take this with a grain of salt, but I wasn't paying attention, but I ran into a couple people. They said they were an entourage for Aaron Rodgers, which I didn't care because I don't want them coming here. But
where did you see these people, Dave?
Out by, I don't know if you ever heard of Westmoreland Country Club. They said they were looking at that, and they were out in Blairsville. But I ran into them over at the Export Deli. By the way, the best sandwiches this side of the Mississippi. But that's what they were saying. I don't know if they were lying. But
what's that sandwich shop, know. Dave? Where'd you see these peeps?
Export Deli. It's right outside of Murraysville. But they stopped in to eat there. But they said they were checking out places. You know, in Blairsville and Westmoreland Country Club, but. I didn't care because I don't want them. I don't want Rodgers coming here. But now that you're talking about he's looking for golf courses, I figured I'd call in and let you know.
Well, Dave, we love you. You're the man. Thank you for calling. It's good to hear from you. Call back anytime, all right?
All right. Please, Rodgers, don't come here. Yeah. Thank you.
Dave sounds like a nice guy.
Dave's the man, dude.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, Aaron Rodgers people, you know, being like, yeah, we're here for Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's what he wants.
No, that 1,000% happened.
And then it's like, you know what? We're hungry. Let's go to Export Deli. I mean, Aaron Rodgers people are probably from California, right? So let's go to the Export Deli.
No, but you're in Pittsburgh. You're going to get yourself a hoagie.
Yeah, no. No, they're probably going to go get some sushi.
When in Rome, you're not getting, you're from Cali, you're not getting Pittsburgh sushi.
I mean, I don't think that they're going to go to Export Deli.
If you're out in Westmoreland County, you're not going to find a better
Export
sandwich.
Deli is probably fantastic. I'm not crapping on Export
Just outside
Deli.
Of Murraysville,
yeah,
Torin.
That's where Scott McKilb's from, Export.
There you go. I hate that guy.
So, I don't.
I love this town.
Yeah, same.
This
that's town a, that's is a Pittsburgh
stupid.
Call right
this
there.
This town is stupid and I love it.
Yep.
Not saying you're stupid, Dave. I love this whole damn thing. We got to meet an Export Deli. Should have asked them what they got. Hot Italian, I would hope. Footlong.
Pastrami.
See, Rodgers got a team on that.
He got a team on that.
Rodgers has a team bouncing from golf club to golf club here in Pittsburgh. And they're eating sandwiches. And you're going to tell me you don't want this guy to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Get the hell out of here. Mark Caboli just put out a post on some of the things that he's heard since George Pickens has been traded to Dallas. We'll get to that coming up next. If you've got Aaron Rodgers sighting calls, or if you have seen his team popping into bodegas around town, give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Let's keep that rumor mill going. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We also have Omar Khan talking about the Steelers wide receiver room. So it's May 12th. There's still a bunch of Steelers news. We're going to spend a lot of time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm on it. People blowing up the text line right now, Doran, talking up Export Deli.
I'm sure it's fire.
We had Dave in Delmont call in the last segment and say he talked to Aaron Rodgers' entourage at Export Deli, and he was looking at some Westmoreland County golf courses. That's where we are on hashtag Rodgers Watch. Now it's got me on Hot Sandwich Watch, and I see Export Deli has a 4.8 Google rating.
Yeah, hold up.
So congratulations to them on all their sandwich selling success. While you look that up, we'll take one more call on Rodgers before we flip over to this George Pickens trade. New information has come out from our guy, Mark Caboli, who will join us from 9 o'clock until 10. First, though, Tony and Butler. Tony, have you seen Rodgers' entourage walking around town?
I have not, and nor do I want to. I didn't want him to begin with, guys. And I certainly don't want him now. I'll just look at a couple things. First of all, if he is going to sign here, I believe he's going to wait so long so he doesn't have to come to OTA in minicamp.
That would piss me off too, Tony.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you've got to learn a new system. I don't think he's ever going to get along with Arthur Smith because he is not the kind of quarterback to fit Arthur Smith's offense. And if you think he's caused us a lot of drama now, he hasn't even signed here yet. It's going to get 10 times worse if he signs.
Are you a golfer, Tony?
I am not.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you for your call.
The Italian Stallion, that's a bestseller at Export Deli.
Just paint me a word picture of the Italian Stallion.
Capicola, okay. Ham, salami, provolone, cheese, lettuce, tomato, roasted reds.
Roasted reds?
Yeah, I'd take the tomato off and just let it be.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Oh, my God. I was pushing hard for us to get a hoagie on Saturday night. My wife and I, we celebrated her Mother's Day on Saturday so we could do our mom's on Sunday. We had a nice day, a little wine on the back patio, about 9 o'clock, getting kind of hungry. Want to get a delivery. Wound up getting a thin crust pizza, which was absolutely phenomenal. Mm. But I was really trying to sway her in the direction of the hot Italian sandwich. And I've been having a hankering for one ever since.
Should have just got a half.
I know.
For yourself.
I could have made that decision. I'm a big boy. I'm an independent thinker. And I didn't. And I'm still sad about that. I'm getting one for lunch. I'm going to Export Deli. How far is Export Deli from here? Can't be that far.
About 38 minutes, I would say.
I'm on it.
38 minutes.
38 minutes.
Yeah, about 38 minutes.
58. Damn it.
Wow.
There ain't no way Rodgers can play golf an hour from here.
Unless he lives on the other side of the tracks, the other side of the city, you know, like that area.
Good point,
Monroeville.
By you. Yeah, it's 58 minutes from here. I didn't do math from the Steelers facility, and right. For that, I'm a dumbass. I hear from Caboli on the latest that he's hearing about the George Pickens trade to Dallas. Quote, significant locker room guys got fed up with Pickens' antics and quickly got turned off by him for multiple reasons, I was told. Some felt that it would be counterproductive to keep him around even with his unique talent. They felt the locker room could turn toxic. Not many teams were interested in trading for Pickens, making it difficult for the Steelers to get market value. I think they did well there, actually. The Steelers wouldn't have traded him for anything less than a third-round pick, something that wasn't offered until after the draft. And finally, not many were broken up with within the organization that Pickens got traded. So that kind of jives with a lot of the stuff that you and I have heard since the trade, and we had heard whispers and even some stuff louder than whispers before the Pickens trade that his teammates weren't exactly enamored with him. It makes one of those bullet points there from Cabali hard for me to believe. I think they might have eventually traded him for something less than a third.
Not, well, they probably would have seen this out, I guess, if that's the right word, and then trade him at the deadline for less than a third.
Right.
I think that they would have just held on to him throughout the half of the season.
Yeah, let's keep this guy around, see if he can turn it around, and if not, even like 3 weeks in, try to move him. And you wouldn't have recouped what you just did now with a third and a fifth, but this could not have continued to coexist. You just weren't going to win games with George Pickens again this year. He's a really good player on the field, albeit inconsistent. He's as talented as it comes in the NFL. But if all the big-time dudes in the locker room didn't like him, you're just not going to keep him around for a full season. What's he going to do in Dallas? I cannot wait to see. A fresh start will be good for him. His teammates, you would think, will welcome him in with open arms. And he is going to be the number two wide receiver.
Right. I think it's going to be good because he knows that he's not the main character. And he has to just fall in line. And he got traded away.
You can be Robin.
Yeah. I think it's going to be decent.
Who's the guy in the Avengers who shoots the bow and arrows? Hawkeye. Yeah, he could be like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
You don't have any superpowers. Like, you can kind of...
there.
But, like, when stuff needs to blow up or you need to shoot an arrow through a bad guy's eye, like, 7,000 feet away, you can do that.
Like, Hawkeye's not taking out Thanos. He's taking out Thanos' little minions.
Yes. Those weird, like...
the weird little gargoyles.
Yeah, you can shoot some gargoyles.
Yeah, shoot some gargoyles.
Like, you walk up on Thanos, he's laughing in your face.
Right, yeah, you're going to leave that to, you know, the big dogs.
Yeah. He needs to understand that. And I think one of the things that could have caused friction here, Dorn, is... I think he views himself as good, if not better, than DK Metcalf.
Yes.
And statistically speaking, the last few years, I mean, there's a comparison. Now, I think that Metcalf is more consistent. I think he runs a better route tree. He's been a multiple-time Pro Bowler. I personally think DK Metcalf is a better player.
Yes. No
I don't think George viewed it that way, though. But you can't walk up in there with CeeDee Lamb and think or fool yourself into believing that you're the number one guy. He's had 1,800 yards in a season before and 12 touchdowns. Last year, without Dak Prescott, still put up 1,200 yards, 6 touchdowns, and over 100 receptions. So you can't fool yourself into that. And you got to understand that CeeDee Lamb is going to be the one who commands all the double teams, and it should benefit you. We'll see if he can figure all that out. He did fire out an Instagram post about the Pittsburgh Steelers that I will not read in its entirety. What did he say? Do we agree with the part that I can read? That's coming up next.
Is it real?
Well, he might claim it's not. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Omar Khan spoke on Friday about the Steelers wide receiver room. We'll get into his comments, react to his comments coming up at the top of the next hour. Right now, we are conveying an Instagram post from George Pickens, and we are reacting to that. Pickens wrote, basically, the Steelers are the cheapest organization, end quote. Some other verbiage in there that I can't read. You can react on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've hit on that before, that the Steelers are cheap as it relates to their facilities and their coaching staff and not getting childcare at the facility. All the things, basically, where the Players Association have killed ownership. But when it comes to paying players, they have not been cheap.
No.
They just gave DK Metcalf $150 million. They're going to, I believe, and I'm sure you believe, make TJ Watt the highest paid defensive player in football.
What'd they give Cam? Cam, I mean, at 35.
Which they didn't have to give him a 36. Single penny.
Right.
And they paid that guy over $20 million. So here's the deal. Disagree vehemently, George. And this is why I ultimately don't think that he will get it right in Dallas. The reason he's not being paid right now isn't because the Steelers can't afford to pay two wide receivers. It's because they didn't want to pay him specifically. Because he took plays off. Because he was late for a Christmas Day game. If he was good, They'd be paying him. They might not have gotten Metcalf. Like, that could have been the other way it would have gone. They'd have just paid him. Or they could pay both. But the reason this didn't happen is because, George, all your teammates didn't like you, man. Like, that's the fact. It ain't because the organization's quote-unquote cheap, not when it comes to paying players. So he doesn't get it, man. Now, he says this was AI and he wished everyone a happy Mother's Day, so I don't know what to believe, but if that's what he posted, then I think he's got it all wrong here. Look in the mirror, dude.
Well, is that what he's talking about? Is he taking a page out of Najee's book and taking a shot at the NFLPA cheap organization, Steelers?
Like, if he's doing that, he's got a leg to stand on.
Right, that's what I took from it initially. I didn't think about really the contract situation. I thought that it was just like he was like, oh, well, Najee said this whenever he left. I'm going to say it too. Like, the Steelers are cheap. They don't invest in their renovating their facilities, stuff like that.
Well, and if he set foot in the Cowboys facility already,
yeah,
you can't look at that and what they got there and not think the Steelers are cheap.
Right.
Same thing with L.A. with, yes, Najee Harris.
Exactly.
If he's talking about the contract, like, they wouldn't pay me, they're cheap. Well, I think he's totally out to lunch, because they would have if you were consistent, mm-hmm, if you were showing up to games on time, if you weren't getting constantly penalized, pushing guys through the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to deal with Jordan Lewis, too, by the way, the slot corner for the Cowboys, the guy whose face mask he ripped off at the end of that game?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not cheap when it comes to paying players. They're not. They're going to spend to the cap every year, and if you're good enough, they will reward you, even if you play second fiddle. Like, they paid Alex Highsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were going to play second fiddle to DK Metcalf, they would pay you if they thought you were worth the money. But if he's talking about facilities, yeah, he's got a leg to stand on. Yeah. We have breaking NFL news, Dorm.
Yes, we do.
You don't know what it is.
Yes, I do. Eagles, Cowboys, opening the season Thursday, September 4th. You'll get to see George Pickens in a Cowboys uniform against the defending Super Bowl champs.
I am going to watch, and we watch all these. We watch Cowboys all the time because they get forced down our throats, and we watch the Eagles all the time. They're the Super Bowl champion, and they're going to be in prime time a lot. I am going to watch every single second of Dallas Cowboys action this year. I am fascinated by how that's going to work, and it makes a ton of sense for them to trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
It made all the sense in the world for the Steelers to move him. It makes all the sense in the world for Dallas to see if they can squeeze something out of this guy for a season. And if he plays well, I'm sure they'll find a way to pay him. And if not, then at least they took a shot. Like, you're paying Dak. You are very top-heavy on your roster. What's one more guy, but this one's on the cheap? Give it a shot. I can't wait to watch that game.
It's going to be great.
There's going to be some leakage going on this week.
Oh, yeah.
And on Thursday night is when they're going to do the schedule release. Friday is going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we play the game this way, Doran. I think we go through the schedule with Rodgers and without Rodgers.
For sure.
And how that looks.
For sure.
Yeah. But Rodgers, I guess, might not sign if they're playing too many primetime games. That's the hot rumor out there from Colin Cowherd. Oh, Jordan Lewis plays for the Jags now. They're good. No worries there now.
No, zero.
No, they're good. Everyone will love George in Dallas. All right, coming up next.
Wait, what about Darius Slay and Darnell Washington? Wasn't it Darius Slay that he pushed it, blocked to the end zone? Or am I wrong? Was it somebody else?
That was Broderick Jones who did that.
No, Darnell Washington. Against the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. What did I just say?
Roger Jones. Was it Darius Slay?
Yeah, it was Darius Slay.
Yeah, how about them two?
Yeah.
Are they going to get along?
See, I didn't think that was malicious. I thought that was just physics. Darnell Washington, that big. Darius Slay, a corner.
Didn't Darius Slay punch him, though?
Yeah, well, much ado about nothing.
Okay.
He did punch him. That was one of those rare moments that something came out. I thought, what came out of my mouth was Broderick Jones, but I thought that it was Darnell Washington, yeah, and I confused myself. It's been a show for me already. I got a wedgie over here with my new boxers. I had a terrible Charlie horse just mid-segment, and I'm terrified, as a lot of people have mentioned on the text line, of me trying to read that George Pickens Instagram post.
Don't do it.
I am absolutely terrified. Didn't even have it pulled up.
I saw that yesterday.
I just took the part that I needed and I wrote it down. I ain't looking at it. I am scared.
As soon as I saw it yesterday, I was like, I wonder how Crowley's going to surface through this one. That's the first thing I thought about when I read it.
I copied, pasted, and deleted all but the part that I needed. Very good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.